Well, we're very deeply concerned about it, and that has been expressed by the chairman of ECOWAS in his statement, that this is a throwback to the past in the region, a situation which obviously is unacceptable. We have a policy now of zero tolerance for violent change of government, just as we also totally find unacceptable attempts by governments to hang on to power through manipulation of constitutions. So the way forward in Niger is through a consensus around the constitution. And this is what ECOWAS will work with all Nigerians to reestablish dialogue and to build consensus on constitutional governance.
With the current situation, Dr. Chambers, is there a way that ECOWAS will send emissaries to the country to ascertain the current situation on the ground?
Oh, naturally. The chairman of ECOWAS is in consultations with the AU chairperson. I myself have spoken to Mr. Jean-Ping, chairperson of AU Commission, and others, and we're working to, as quickly as possible, that is, as soon as the security situation on the ground allows it, to send an ECOWAS mission and hopefully to be followed very quickly by the AU. We'll work hand in hand with the African Union to ensure that there's restoration of consensus around the constitution in Niger.
Will ECOWAS encourage the stalled peace talks between the government and the opposition to return the country to constitutional rule, as ECOWAS has always pushed for?
In fact, this is exactly what the just-ended ECOWAS summit on February 16th called for, that there must be dialogue. All Nigerians, the stakeholders, the political parties, civil society, must engage in dialogue, and there cannot be an imposition. There has to be a consensus around constitutional governance. What has happened in the past, in the recent past of Niger, is regrettable. For 10 years, there was stability, good democratic progress, because there was a consensus around the constitution. This was broken when there was an attempt to impose a new constitution, obviously one that did not enjoy the consensus among the political actors, among the stakeholders of Niger.
Dr. Chambers, what is ECOWAS's message to ordinary Nigerians in this confusion?
Well, ECOWAS expresses solidarity with ordinary Nigerians. They have a country that for 10 years has been peaceful and has been making good progress in democratic governance. We want to restore that situation. We want Nigerians to know that ECOWAS will work with them to establish a consensus around their constitution, and will continue to accompany the Nigerian people in their march towards democratic consolidation in that country, because that is necessary for peace and stability, so that Niger can concentrate on socioeconomic development, which they desperately need.